and his people in your neighborhood. And this morning, I am joined by special guests, very special guests. It's a pleasure to have them here and have some sailors here from the USS Pier. That's right, going to be talking to us and learn more about the USS Pier and the sailors as well. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I hope you're having a good morning, and thanks for being here. So I understand with us is Commander Justin Guernsey, commanding officer of the USS Pier and from Philadelphia. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us here.
And also Command Senior Chief Aaron, I'm guessing, Bugler?
Bugler, yes.
Bugler. Mm-hmm. Bugler. A senior enlisted leader from Arcata, California. But I understand you're the one that actually has a tie to the South Dakota?
Yes, on my maternal side. My grandmother is from Pollock up north, and then my grandfather is actually from Bismarck, North Dakota. So I cover both the Dakotas.
Oh, nice.
My maternal
nice.
Side of the family.
And then we have Lieutenant Marshal Van Gundy, weapons officer, and from Denver.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure being here so far.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. So there's a little bit of things. They give me a list of questions, and I have one to a couple to add to myself. How big is the, first of all? I got to ask, what is a littoral combat ship?
That's a great question. So a littoral combat ship is a medium-sized warship that is designed to go really fast in shallow environments with multiple different mission packages or missions. And our main focus is mine countermeasure, and we have additional capabilities as well.
This, I just wondered. I'm sure a lot of other people out there were wondering, what is a littoral combat ship? So how big is the USS Pier?
So the USS Pier is approximately 420 feet long, approximately 104 feet wide, and about 126 feet in height.
So pretty big, I'd say. And what's the top speed? Like, how fast does it go?
So the USS Pier goes over 40 knots, and knots and miles per hour are pretty synonymous. It's about a 1-to-1 ratio, which might not seem fast, 40 miles per hour, but when it's on the water and it's that big, it's definitely moving pretty quick.
So what are the what's the maximum number of sailors that are going to be on board the USS Pier?
So the USS Pier is actually bunked for up to 100 sailors to be on board at any one time. We have a crew that's less, but we are able to take 100.
So I know that they're doing some sea trials right now. And so I was just wondering, are the sailors that are going to be stationed on it, are they the ones that you guys are the ones that handle the sea trials, or is it other groups that take it out and test it?
So Austal, who is building the ship, will do some of the tests, and then what will happen is next year we will go on board, do the final tests, and then we will take it underway. But it's kind of a joint operation with Austal and us kind of working through all the trials.
And so if it goes well, I understand that it'll be actually put in service next year.
Yes, late next year we will commission the ship, and it will be a fully ready-to-go warship at that point. Up until now, it's just getting it ready to get it finalized.
Yeah, that's right. You got to make sure everything works right. You don't want to get on there and something happens.
Spring
leak. And that's funny. No. So, what is the typical job or mission for the USS Pier for like a littoral combat ship? What mainly do they do? What's their mission?
So, primary focus is going to be mine countermeasure. That means we're going to be going out searching the water column to hunt or sweep mines, and then if we find anything, we'll neutralize it. But beyond that, we've also got an anti-surface capability and then some other things that we bring to the table. I can't really talk about on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I understand. That's why I was going to tell you when you came in, it's like, you know, if there's any questions you can't answer due to national security, feel free to not answer them.
Absolutely.
So I figured I'd let you know that. So what is the value in having some you guys come here to the ship's namesake town? Like, what's the value of that?
So one of the big things that my sailors have been able to do since they've been out here this week is get to know the town, the people that live here, because we are the namesake for the city. So having sailors having connections so that when we talk about it, it's not just a place that they hear about or a name on a ship. It's actually something that the city they've been to, they've met the people, so they can talk about what represents the state and what makes it so popular to be named after a warship.
Absolutely. And, you know, and when you guys are visiting, you might actually have some, you know, nice memories, and you'd be able to associate your visit here, you know, with the ship that you're serving on. I think that would be good as well. So I know that, is the town going to, like, maybe sometimes get photos, maybe updates about, you know, what's going on with the USS Pier? Obviously, as long as it doesn't violate national security.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So our goal is to share as much as we possibly can. We have a public affairs team, and so generally what will happen, especially because of our small crew size, we'll work with our boss to get everything approved, and then we'll get it published on the Navy Facebook pages, as well as stuff for the COM LCS Round 1. It's Commander Littoral Squadron 1 Facebook page. And then we'll get stuff out there as often as we can. And then we're also working with our commissioning committee, who's done a fantastic job supporting us while we're here, to get information out and share news about our sailors.
So good. So everybody will be able to keep updated. So what's going on with the USS Pier? So that sounds good. Now, is there going to be some kind of pier-specific display maybe on the ship or somewhere? Like maybe a piece of some memorabilia, you know, memo of the
so
the town.
We've already started collecting stuff that the city, the committee has already started giving us. We got coyote pelts, stuff like that.
Nice.
That we're going to actually put up on the ship. So LCS is very good about representing the city that they are named after. So we will have stuff up all over the ship to represent the city that we are named after.
Nice. So you've already got a collection going.
One of the cool things we like to do as well is where we live on the ship. We got a few passageways that go past each other. We like to name them after the streets in our namesake city. So if anybody has any good ideas, shout out to the commissioning committee. Let us know.
Yeah, nice. So do any of you have any kind of like special, I don't know, like memories or experiences that you've had here while you're on pier?
Absolutely. On Tuesday, we had the privilege of visiting the elementary schools and high school. I had the honor of going to elementary school and just seeing the excitement that the kids had was amazing, something I won't forget. I'll tell you what, my uniform took a little bit of damage, felt like a bit of a celebrity, but it was awesome just teaching them a little bit about the Navy and getting them that exposure.
Absolutely. So I got to be honest, it's like you look so young. It's like, I mean, I won't ask you how old you are, but I mean, I'm assuming you've been out of high school like for at least a little while.
I have. So I get that all the time. And, you know,
I bet
I used to get a little angry at that, but I've come to accept it. And I'm blessed. So I am 26 years old. I graduated college in 2020.
Man, I'm telling you, you should embrace it, man, because enjoy your youth while you can. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
A lot of other people will probably tell you that too. So I know that a lot of people probably ask you this, or maybe they haven't, but I'm just curious, when I meet members of the military, I want to know like why they chose that branch of service. Like why the Navy?
So you'll get all different answers. Some small town, want to get out, see the world, college. I mean, I've asked sailors when they check into the command, you know, what was your reason for joining? And you'll get everything from patriotism, you know, want to serve, want to defend the country, to I grew up in a town of 200. I want to get out of that town. And the easiest way was to sign on the dotted line and join the military. So you find people from all walks of life, many countries. We actually have many different countries represented by the ship as well. From the Philippines to Africa, we have all kinds of different people across the world that are stationed on the pier that are representing their city.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one thing to add to that too. So we have all these reasons. They're common across all the military services, seeing the world, serving the country. But one of the things that we also see in the Navy is people like to drive ships, people like to drive planes. A lot of cool opportunities to do things you can't do out in the civilian world.
So I gotta ask, cause like, do you know anybody like fellow sailors? I know it sounds weird, but I've always wondered like, are there sailors that like don't know how to swim? I know it's a weird question,
yeah,
but I've always wondered that.
We do have to have a basic level to get through boot camp.
You
have to at least be able to jump off of a tower and do about a minute swim. So yes, there's some that are very proficient, and there's some that I mean, they doggy paddle for about a minute or two. They can stay afloat, but that's about as best as they're going to do.
This gentleman here is a rescue swimmer for a reason. Every once in a while, you find out they don't swim quite as well as you would hope. Sometimes it's during a swim call when everyone's intentionally jumping in the water.
Yeah. Yo. So I can't swim. To this day, I cannot swim I probably could swim well enough to save my life, I guess, maybe. But, you know, I tried to learn many times, but I just sink like a rock, basically. So I know how, but, you know, it doesn't work that way. So I'm glad that you guys came in, and it was great to talk to you this morning, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your visit. So how much longer are you going to be here?
We actually fly out tomorrow, so we have the rest of the day here in Pierre, and then tomorrow morning we'll make the drive back to Rapid City to fly out.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay here then, and it's an honor to meet you guys, and I hope you serve your country well on the USS Pierre.
Thank you very much. We really enjoyed it.
And have a great day.